Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, CD. Talk a pain of the evening. I'm sitting here today. I'm just doing the same way.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, coworker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Your 1 Hour Inspirational Program. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. We've got a great show planned for you tonight. We're so happy that all of you all are here. Let's go ahead and get a word of prayer. And we're going to ask for a volunteer tonight to go ahead and offer a word of prayer to invite God's presence into our programming. All right, Sparkle, would you offer a word of prayer for us, please? Thank you.
Thank you, my Father. We come to you this evening, thanking you, Father, for your abundance and all your mercies and your grace. Father, we look forward to the show's topic tonight. And, Father, that each and every one of the listeners that are listening and joining in that participate, Father, that, Lord, you would let them speak words of truth and that those that are listening and hearing, Lord God, would take something away from it to be better than before they came onto the show. Father, we ask your presence and presence. So, this evening, would you prepare for you?
Thank you for that, Sparkles. Let's go ahead and welcome everybody to tonight's show. Sparkles, we welcome you. Ms. J, we welcome you as well. Good evening.
Good evening, everyone. Glad to be back with you for another show.
All right, we're going to say momentarily for the disclaimer. We welcome Dima Slayer as well.
Good evening, everyone. Very good show last night. I'm looking forward to this show tonight. I'm just getting
moving. All right, I understand Pastor Rose is here. He's in listening mode. We got a note on that. Welcome, Pastor Rose. We certainly respect the fact that you're in listening mode. Mimi, nice to have you with us this evening. All right, certainly we're certainly looking forward. I hope I didn't miss anyone. If I did, speak now or forever hold your peace. I think we covered everyone for now. All right, tonight's topic, if you're just joining us, I mean, we've got a deep one tonight also, and last night was a very exciting show. I really appreciate you all being here. Tonight's is about, does your complaining glorify God or give place to the enemy? Mimi, I want to start out with you this evening and ask the question, if I'm just kind of getting something off my chest, you know, and it sounds like a complaint, but to me I'm just venting. Is there a difference between venting and complaining? And thank you for that prayer, Sparkle, by the way.
I believe so. You know, it's a good thing. It may be a one-time thing that you just need to just be talk to somebody about what's going on. But to me, complaining is constant. It's all the time. It's not a one-time thing. It's every time you talk to a person, you're complaining about the same thing. So you just may just want to get something off your chest. And once you get it off your chest, you don't mention it again. That's my opinion.
Okay.
There's the difference between
venting
and complaining.
All right, before we go any further, we're going to ask Richie to come in and give us that disclaimer, Richie, please.
Okay. Dr. Jesse Walker, Inc., and the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, wish to make this disclaimer.
for tears that are expressed on tonight's show or any of Dr. Jesse Walker's shows or serious shows, or many of the opinions of the host, Dr. Jesse Walker, his various co-hosts, the speech of guests, listeners, and callers. We do not endorse any specific or otherwise opinion and indicate that your participation or listenership is not an endorsement for legal, psychological, financial, mental, professional, or otherwise advice and should not be taken as such. The show intent is not to push any denominations, religions, or traditions, but to share knowledge and experiences with no offensive or negative tone. We are here solely to address the right topic. For our individual objective opinion, that opinion does not make the individual less than a believer. The opinions expressed are for educational and informational purposes only and should be perceived as such. Thank you, and let's enjoy the program tonight.
I always enjoy you reading that, Ms. Jay. It's always the way to start the programming out. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Yeah. So here we are complaining or venting. So, Mimi, I want to go back to you just for a second and ask the question, what if I'm venting about my job every single day? It's like, you know, yesterday it was the coworker got on my nerves. All of a sudden now the boss expects me to be to work on time every single day. Okay, I get there when I can. I got stuff that I got to do in the morning. I'm never really more than 25 minutes late every day. So, you know, he doesn't have my life. Why is he expecting me to be there every day on time? Mimi, I'm just getting this off my chest. I call it venting. What is it? Hello? Okay, is anybody there? Okay. All right. Mimi, did you hear me? Did you hear me?
No.
All right. Who heard me out there? Okay, Demon Slayer. Okay, so Demon Slayer, am I venting? Am I complaining? What am I doing? I mean, yesterday was the coworker. Today it's the boss. You know, my nerves. I mean, how can anybody be to work every day on time? Just because I'm never more than 25 minutes late. So why has he got to complain? To work on time. He got some nerve. Let's say, what do you say to that? Yesterday my coworker got on my nerves. Today it was like, you know, it's Monday. He's always talking about me being to work late. I come to late. I'm never more than 25 minutes late. So I'm just getting this off my chest with you. How dare my boss got a nerve to call me in the office and tell me that he's going to write me up again because I'm so late. Am I venting to you, Miss Day? Am I complaining?
Well, my fault. thought is you complain, because that's something that you do to send the boat. Here's that time you come in late or doing whatever. You complain about what this person doing this, this person doing it. That's why I come in. So why you on it? You complain.
Okay. So, but at least I come to work.
And I showed up, need to do something about coming in late. I don't know why I keep doing that. You know, this you busy then, because you want to do something about it.
Right. That makes sense. So why, instead of me taking an antagonistic point of view towards the boss, you know, I'm like, how dare he come to me, you know, and then I got attitude because he approached me about being late all the time, and I'm saying I'm never more than 25 minutes late. At least I come to work. Miss Hale, am I?
You know, a person that complains always thinks the other person's wrong anyway.
That's an excellent point, excellent point of view. We're going to ask you to stand by. So now, with that scenario, Sparkle Lawn comes to you and say, here's a couple of things here. One, does it glorify God that I'm complaining? As Ms. J says, that's complaining, and I agree. And so am I glorifying God by complaining? And the other part is, am I even glorifying or representing God by being late all the time?
No, you're not glorifying God, no. In no form of people fashion. Absolutely not. It's just the opposite at all. So you shouldn't be complaining, and it is complaining and all stuff like that. When you signed up to go to a job or be hired by an employer, you agree to certain terms, and I'm sure being on time was one of them.
But Sparkles, at least I show up for work. Isn't that good enough?
No, it's not good enough. No.
Why not?
If you were doing that and I was your boss and all, you'd be fired. Sorry, fired.
Sparkles, you would fire me, Sparkles?
Yes, people have been fired or terminated for being late, not being on time. Punctuality and being dependable is very important.
Okay.
Very important. Everybody got issues. Everybody has things that's going on and everything like that, but that's your job, that's your livelihood, and if you value it and everything like that and all, you make the effort, once again that word effort and all that stuff like that, to get your little honey pot to the job on time.
My little honey pot to the job on time. Okay, so Ms. J, now that I've gotten fired, I'm calling you as my bestie and saying, I can't believe, do you know what he did today? He fired me. Can you believe that? Ms. J, are you going to listen? Because he lied on me. He said I was late all the time. And I'm saying, and then you probably asked me, were you late? I say, probably just a little late. I never was more than 25 minutes late. So I need to, can you give me the next 2 hours, Ms. J, as my best friend? Because I'm hurting now. And I might eventually need to borrow some money from you because I got fired.
Hey. I'm so sensitive, but I'm going to have to help you find you another job or whatever, or you're going to have to straighten out. I can't be your best. I got to take care of me and myself. I can't take care of another grown person. So, you know, you need to go out and find
your
job and stick to it and be on time.
So,
you know, work on it.
Now, why are you going to hurt my feelings, Missy? I just got fired because the boss said that. Now it sounds like you're taking his side.
No, I'm taking the side of right. And, you know, you was late. So, what's the motive to stay down there and get them late? Late. You know, they give you a time to be there.
Okay.
You know, if you can't follow rules, what do you expect?
Okay, so now the glorifying God part, I say, God understands. So, Ms. J, I go to you as my bestie again. But, you know, why would God allow me to get fired, Ms. J? He know I had a family to take care of.
You know what? I read somewhere, and I was trying to find it. I don't know what I read. But God don't mind if we complain somewhat about certain things, like his circumstances, the circumstances that we hope you can do something about or want to do something about. He wants us to come to him with, you know, complaining about circumstances that we face. But he wants us to do something
Okay, so change has to take place within the person. Is that what I'm hearing? Change has to take first place. Okay, so let's go to another scenario in just a moment. And Demon, I want to bring you in here for this one. And here we are now. We're talking about the person was going to work late. Is that glorifying God when, like, I didn't think it was Sparkles earlier said if you are hired by an employer, there are certain responsibilities and duties that you're expected to do, and being on time is one of those. And, of course, she fired me because I was late all the time. I'm not happy about that, you know, but I will not go postal on her. But, Diva Slayer, the question becomes, if we are being late all the time, are we glorifying God?
I mean, you are who you are, man. I'm just not glorifying, because I don't think glorifying God is just, your actions are going to produce who you are in turn. You know, that's what that's it.
Okay, all right. Okay, Mimi, let's go with this other scenario now. The man and the wife, their husband and wife, they've been married for a number of years. All of a sudden now, his wife is constantly asking him, almost every other day, sweetie, can you please just take out the garbage? Why do I have to keep asking you to take out the garbage? Isn't that what men do? She's coming at him like this, and she says, you know, you leave your clothes on the floor in the bedroom. You know, I'm not your mother to be picking up after you. So now he's offended because she's complaining all the time about something. You know, another day she's like, all you do is, you know, you don't take me out. You sit here and you watch television all day for 5 hours a day. So is she complaining?
And when she's venting, that's why she's not complaining, because she has a right to vent because she should be helping her.
Okay, she's venting. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But to him it sounds like she's complaining.
Well, because she's not doing nothing.
Okay. Okay, so is she glorifying God by venting then to him every single day?
In that case, I would say no. She's not glorifying God. She needs faith to sit down, and if they have to have a work chart of what forms to be done around the house, that may be a solution. You know, she's got to find a solution for him to help her.
Okay, so I'm trying to see here. If venting doesn't glorify God, complaining doesn't glorify God, how do we get things off our chest? We're going to ask you to stand by. Miss D, I want to go to you here. So I personally didn't see if she's asking them these things. I didn't see that as complaining. I'm seeing that she's kind of reaching out, and maybe even if there's some frustration, like, hey, I need to help you. I mean, I need you to help me around here. You know, I got to do this every day, and I shouldn't be having to pick up after you like your mama. But now that might have come across a little offensive, because I'm not like you're talking about their mama. Some of this day, how do you see that part right there? Like, those become like fighting words. You know, my mama. Why you guys talk about my mama? Miss Jay, talk to me.
Yeah, she took it to the extreme. She started off that I didn't
really
get it.
Right.
Trying to get something accomplished, you know, asking him what he's doing. Accomplish
something, but he's sitting down. You know, I ain't doing nothing. I ain't doing this or whatever. You know, then it won't turn
into something else. And then when it
turns into something else, that's when you probably not glorifying God. But so the mama part, you don't think was glorifying God?
Of course not.
Well, but Miss Day, we're only human. That lady can only go so far. He better be glad that she didn't say some other. I mean, coming to the mother is almost like the part where it's like fighting words now, because it's like you done brought somebody's mama in it. So it's like, I'm not your mama to be picking up after you. You know, so me personally, just like you read the disclaimer, I don't even see that part. Now, that's just me now. You all help me here. I don't even see that part as complaining and not glorifying God. We're human. And if that woman has to keep picking up behind that man like that, so what is she supposed to be saying? She just either keeps doing it, or, sweetie, can you, like, please pick up your clothes? You know?
Can I interject for a second?
my kids used to do that, I used to throw their stuff away. And they would be like, you throw it away, you're running. I'm like, there's no money to throw it away. But that was the last thing I had to put on their back.
Wait, hold on. Is that Mimi saying that? Mimi, can you adopt me? If you just, you got money to just.
At this point, it's just on the floor, you know.
Okay, so, okay, unlike the children, we got a scenario about the children, but this was the husband.
Mm-hmm.
We got, this was the husband.
That's
yeah.
For him too.
You going to throw his clothes away?
No, I will trash them.
I've never heard this in my life. Tell me more, please.
I just taught my kids
not
to just throw their clothes on the
floor. And you'll throw them away? But you bought the clothes, right?
It don't matter. My money, I just throw it away.
Oh, wow.
I told them.
If you need somebody to adopt, call me after the show, Mrs.
Yeah,
J.
It only took a few times, but even like grandma, whatever, you love it.
You wouldn't even donated? You just threw it away?
I threw it away.
Holy smoke, I've never heard that in my life before. Okay. Well, I don't even know what to say. If it worked, you know?
And it took a couple of times because they didn't have nothing on it. It was in certain days.
Wow. Okay.
It only took a couple of times.
Okay. Okay. Somebody say, let me go back to you just for a second. I mean, that one was different. Let's go back to you now. So are you supposed to go to, is the woman supposed to go to that man and like, sweetie, this is the 97th time, you know, in her mind, she's saying that 97th time when she's really not counting, but she's like, sweetie, can you please just pick up the clothes off the floor? Please, pretty please. Miss A, should she have to do that?
You know, like I said before, and I don't really understand what I'm saying, and I really don't know something I have. It's like I said, she started binging. It will turn into complaints because she's acting like she's not going to do it. Mom is just complaining about that circumstance, trying to get this joker to do it, and she don't bring God into questioning, okay, how did God give me this man, you know? And I worked too hard, and I ain't gonna put no pill, man. And you start putting God reasoning into that. So, why did he bring this man to my life? He ain't been nothing but trouble for me. Da, da, da. So, I'm gonna help you with the circumstances, but don't challenge God's plan. If that was his plan for you, I don't know. Because sometimes we do marry the wrong man. That's not God's plan. So, that's kind of hard to say. On that particular scenario, so I take that back what I'm about to say.
Wait a minute, Jay.
The scenario might not be God's plan. If you question God's plan and stuff, that's when God don't like to complain. Like, it's like a father when you come to him with problems and problems and complaints. I'm going to try and get my husband in the field. I don't have time to do all this, and I do. How did I do this? And if you have to keep the plan, you keep the plan and go, oh, and a revolution will come at the end of it, you know, between you and God, and hopefully that the husband join in.
Okay. All right. That's a very good one. Let's go to Sparkles. Sparkles. Okay, here's another scenario now. The child doesn't want to clean up his room. 16 years old. And this is becoming, seems like a common thing. They don't want to clean up their room. And so the parent tries to bribe the child to get what they want. If they will straighten up their room, if they keep it straightened up for 3 consecutive days at a time. So now, all of a sudden, the parent is complaining to somebody, this, you know what, I don't know where this child came from, but this child will not keep up his room. I don't know where he came from, but you're constantly calling and complaining about it. Is that glorifying God? And this is your child? And you've allowed this until the child is now 16?
I don't think that it's just glorifying God. You know, I'm being able to enable the child. You know, I'm driving them and all that stuff like that to do something. And all that stuff. So, and yes, it is complaining and all. The word says, I think like Philippians 2:14, you know, that we're to do all things without grumbling.
We shouldn't be grumbling about things and all consecutively all the time and all grumbling and stuff like that. But if you have a child and you bribe them or whatever and all and stuff like that, now you're kind of venting to your friend and all, I don't know where this child came from and blah, 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 and all that stuff like that. I think it's more the parent's fault. It's the parent that started this thing and all that stuff. Where's the discipline when the child was younger and teaching them and training them up in the way they should go and teaching them to pick up clothes after themselves and stuff like that? That's the parent's responsibility in teaching the child.
Okay, so...
You know, it's not glorifying God. It's not, in my opinion, it's not glorifying God in that sense. But you're complaining that somebody has, oh, no, where this child came from or whatever. Look at yourself in the mirror. You're the parent.
Okay, so let me ask this question. How do you train a child, Sparkles? Two ways to train up a child that the Bible gives us instructions on. Two ways, just two that the Bible tells us, train up a child, other than in the way that he should go so when he is older he will not depart. So what are two instructions that the Bible gives us to train up a child that you know of?
God's
life behavior
before them. You're teaching them the word, of course, and you model it. You demonstrate it out before them.
So the Bible says that?
I don't know if the Bible says that. No.
Okay. Let's go to Mimi. Mimi, give me two scriptures that, other than train them down the way that they should go, give me two scriptures that tells you, the Bible says, train up a child this way, to teach them to pick up after themselves and this and that.
It may not say pick up after themselves, but you are to be a model, a teacher, and a model. They're going to do what they see, not what you say.
Okay, but does the Bible, it says train up a child, and what she was referring to is Proverbs 22:6, train up a child the way that he should go. So how do it, what are the scriptures that support that? On how to train up a child. Do you have any, Mimi? You can come back to us in a moment. What about you, Miss J? Do you have any? Miss J?
I was looking. I looked at 22:6. I'm looking for Chanel.
Okay.
I don't know.
No, but we're talking about train. We're talking about the Bible says train up a child in the way that he should go. So how do you know?
Okay. In 1 John 4:8, train up a child. Train up a child in the Lord. Teach them how mighty he is and that they can trust him. Oh. That is in 1 John 4:8.
Okay. All right. Any other scripture? Demon Slayer, you have a scripture?
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, other than Proverbs 22:6 and the one that you just read.
Okay.
So how would Miss J, if there's no instructions, if you gave me no instructions, let's say you're the teacher, Miss J, you're the teacher, the math teacher. Well, who is that? Hold on. Give us a second, y'all. Demon Slayer, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Somebody may have been snoring. I'm sorry. Okay. I didn't mean to. No, I didn't mean for the show to be so boring that they fell asleep on us, you all. I'm sorry. Great day. Oh, okay. All right. Let's go here. That was live. Okay. Now I'm going to go ahead and record the show. Okay, since that's passing.
Hello?
Okay.
Yeah, hang on a second.
I'm going to press the phone that I've been the recording has started.
Is someone moving something?
I don't know what that might mean. It's not me. You can mute this phone
and maybe
they're not speaking.
Yeah. Okay. All right. that took me off course, and now we're being recorded live. Okay, so let's go here now. Okay, so we were talking about the scriptures. Any other scriptures you all came up with on Train of Child?
Ephesians 4:6.
Okay. Okay, all right. Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you for that. See, now we got them. Now we're coming. Now we're coming through. Yeah, all of those that you all read, I mean, there are several ways. We just have to look for them. And see, there's a point I wanted to make to this. There's a very important point that I want to make to this. It's just like with the show, and what I take from it sometimes is when someone makes a comment, it's like if I'm not very familiar with that, then I'm going to make these notes so that I can go research it. And I noticed that's what you all did, many of you all did tonight. You went and also did the research for yourself. Because oftentimes, even the minister, that female minister or male minister, can get up and say something. And then oftentimes, people may find themselves taking that word forth. But when the Bible commissions each one of us to study to show thyself approved, that's what the Bible tells us to do. Don't just take a person's word for something. You know, I can come along, well, Ms. J, if you don't mind, I'd like to use you as an example. May I?
You may.
Okay, so... Because I know Ms. J is tough. Things don't happen to her like they may happen to other folks because I know she's a fighter. So I may come along out of the clear, door-to-door soliciting when I'm not probably supposed to solicit in our neighborhood. And I come to her and say, Miss, I work for this company now, and we have a vacuum cleaner that vacuums hardwood floors. And I say, listen, man, I can come in and do a demonstration. Can I come in and pour a pile of dirt on your floor? I already know Ms. J's gonna probably say, and then you know, but I got this great sales pitch, and so now Ms. J, I come to you and I'm saying, Miss, listen, I got a bucket of dirt. This vacuum cleaner is so powerful, it will pick up this dirt unbelievably. And she, you know, when I tell, she probably want to know the price, and I'm always saving that for last. So, Ms. J, can I come in and demonstrate? It only takes, ma'am, I promise you it won't take more than 15 minutes.
Well, you know, I hate to mess up your scenario, but you ain't coming in my house.
Wait,
what? You see the number
in the back.
Ms. J. Ms.
J, why are you going to hurt my feelings? I'm out here trying to earn an honest living, right?
You better get a salesman to sell, but you ain't coming to my house, and we got no solicitor sign anyway. Thank you, Reed.
Okay. So, Ms. J, did you just glorify God the way that you talked to me, trying to make an honest living out here, even though I had other intentions of trying to rob you, and you didn't know that? I didn't want to get in your house. Okay. All right. Thank you, Ms. J. Sparkles. I know, Sparkles, may I use you as an example? Because I know you'll probably be a little nicer to me, Sparkles, than Ms. J was. So, Sparkles, can I use you as an example?
Yes.
Okay, so Sparkles, I come to you. Sparkles, I knock on your door and I say, oh, miss, this is a lovely outfit that you have on. You must be, heaven must be missing an angel because you're standing right before me right now. And so I say, listen, I identify myself and I say, listen, I have this vacuum cleaner that cleans hardwood floors. May I come in and show you? You're looking so good today, ma'am. You look like you don't deserve to walk on any dirt. May I come in and just vacuum your hardwood floor? I can pour this pile of dirt on the floor, and it'll get it up in less than 15 minutes. May I please?
I would tell him, sir, no, you cannot.
I know you're trying to make a deal, but no, I would have to say no to you at this time.
Sparkles, are you saying that because how much Jay treated me, Sparkles?
You know what? When people come, I am nice on the gentler side because nowadays you do not know exactly how people will react and stuff like that and all that stuff. So I would respectfully say, appreciate you kind of offering and demonstrate, but I don't have time right now or whatever. I would say something to on those lines, but I wouldn't.
Okay. Okay. All right, so, and you think you're glorifying God by telling me no.
Yeah, I was like,
huh?
I said it in a very nice way. I mean, it was truthful. I mean, I didn't have an attitude. And I didn't,
okay. All right.
So I think that was glorifying God and all of that. In that respect, I was respectful to the young man and all that stuff like that. And I said no, and that could have been very mean.
Okay, so now because you... Yes. Yes. Coming there knocking on your door, are you glorifying God if you're complaining on him? Taken them approximately 11 days. Do you think God caused them to wander in the wilderness like that?
Absolutely. Because of
the unbelief and
unbelief.
Wow. Do you think, I can't speak for anybody else, but let's say when we're driving out here, and this question is going to go to, let's say hello to Ms. Marjorie Cross first. Ms. Cross, hello and welcome to tonight's broadcast.
Hello. Good night, Dr. Walker, and to all your calls.
Okay. Ms. Cross, let me ask you, have you ever in your life, since you were past the age of 10, complained more than 27 times, would you say?
If I do what you said, more than 27 times?
Complain about something.
Complain?
Since you were 10.
Yes. Well, sometimes I do. Now, I don't know if 27 times, but sometimes a lot, but I don't know if 27. Maybe not that much, but I do complain at times.
Okay.
I never counted it.
Since the age of 10, you don't think you complained 27 times since age 10. Well, I probably complained in 1 month more than 27 times.
I'm sorry. You said since the age of 10. I did not hear that part.
Yes.
Since the age of 10.
What you thought I said in 1 week?
Since the age of 10, of course. Yes, I have complained more since the age of 10. Yes.
So do you think that was thank you for clarifying that for us. Do you think that glorifies God when we complain?
No, it doesn't really glorify him, but you know that we are only human. So in this life, we are going to have things to talk about. So I don't think, not that it glorifies him, but that's
right.
The human thing that we complain.
Right. So, Ms. Cross, I have a friend of mine who every time they want to justify something, they say, I'm only human. So is that how we justify things? What do you think?
Sometimes.
I appreciate your honesty.
You're welcome.
All right, so let's go to this. Okay, let's go to now. So here's another scenario. And, Missy, I want to start this one out with you. Missy, I'm working on the job, and I have 7 kids at home, small kids. They're school age, elementary, middle school, and a couple of high schools, but 7 of them. So life is kind of – it's hard out here. It's hard out here financially. So I work on this job, and I work in the stock room for this corporation. So I'm complaining I just don't have enough money to take care of these kids, my wife. Now she's pregnant again with the 8th child. I don't know how in the world she let herself get pregnant. So then I go on and say, these kids need supplies. So I go in the stock room and I start piling up on stuff like, some paper and pencils and, a lot of it from my employer. But I'm complaining about this here because I got so many kids and I don't know how this woman let herself get pregnant again, knowing that it's hard out here. And so, Ms. J, am I glorifying God am I stealing from my employer because every other day I'm getting supplies because I got so many kids? And then I'm kind of complaining about it, Ms. J? Let me say this about myself first. If you were to ask me the question I'm asking you, I will definitely answer it this way. Have I ever taken a pencil or a pen or a pack of index cards? A whole lot of them from work. So, so is there anyone, let me ask the question this way. Is there anyone? From his day, he's still stealing. Like we asked the question, is there a difference between a white lie, a black lie, a yellow, a green lie?
I know.
I know. Because we're human, right? Because we're human. I mean, shoot. I mean, it's like you just, the stuff is right there before you. Is that a, Mimi, let me come to you now. Is that a temptation to not take it? Or do we do it because we're human? What is it, Mimi? I'm just asking.
What? You do it because you just take it. But sometimes, see, I'm working from home, so I purposely go into the office and get my supplies, but they know I'm getting it.
Okay. So, Mimi, do you ever use those supplies that you get from the office and you...
Right across from the office?
Yes. Okay, but do you... So, Mimi... Okay, so, Mimi, when you did work in the office, and you did work in the office at some point or other, is that fair to say?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, Mimi, was there ever a time when the ink pens were really nice? It was like a fine point or a medium point, and you're like, you just... That one happened to end up in your purse?
But they were free anyway.
You get them from what?
The
reps. Oh, okay.
Right.
Yeah, the reps. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So all the jobs that you've ever had, it was you never, nothing ended up in your purse, right? I mean, every job I've ever had, even when I worked in the corporate world, stuff always ended up in my pocket, like the pens, the papers, the index cards. It was just easier. I mean, I thought I was a little mini executive. I was working in shipping and receiving. So I loaded boxes. And I didn't think that I was stealing until I heard a sermon one day about that. So was I glorifying God if I didn't know? But lack of knowledge means I didn't know. I was ignorant to it. But I didn't do better once I knew, because it was like, I figured, so the thing that I thought was like, you know what, they're not paying me enough money anyway. So I felt like I was kind of entitled to some of this extra stuff, writing pens. I wasn't selling it, huh?
Nope, you were not entitled to it. So if they would have taken it out of your paycheck, then you wouldn't
have. Of course.
Wow.
So should I try to make restitution after all those years? Wow. Okay. So how do we glorify God? Demon Slayer, let's bring you in here. How do we glorify God? Yes. Yes.
Right.
Wow. So how can we glorify God in complaining. I love what you just read. Should we just stop complaining? But how can we stop, Sparkles? How can we really, something we've been doing for so long? I mean,
we can't do it. We need God and the Holy Spirit to help us. And if we recognize what we're doing and we're mindful and all that stuff, God brings it to our attention and all that stuff, then we should quickly repent and ask God to forgive me for grumbling or complaining, Lord. You know, I'm sorry. Help me with this. I mean, we need to quickly repent. That's my take on it.
Mm-hmm.
Can I say in Colossians 3:23, it tells us to do our work as unto the Lord. So whatever we're doing as unto the Lord, we should not be complaining.
That's also beautiful, you all. This is really beautiful scripture tonight. Ms. Jay, how, in your opinion, how can we stop complaining? And what can we substitute complaining for to glorify God, to make it seem like, you know, I mean, some people can complain and complain and complain and not think anything of it. So just like you said that you would have to have, when we did a scenario at the beginning, you'd have to tell me at some point to either do something about it, like you said last night's show, we talked about it. You know, never complain about what you allow. You know, so if I'm coming to you, you're kind of enabling me if you're listening to me all the time. I think you had it very well stated when you were like, you got to tell the person. You got to let them know. So if we, because we like people and we want to spare their feelings, are we really doing them a service, Ms. Jay, if they're complaining all the time? We like. Demon Slayer, let's bring you in here. Demon Slayer, are you there? Hi, Demon Slayer. So, Demon Slayer,
yeah.
We have you here. So how would you change from complaining? You know, I mean, they say it takes 21 days to break a habit. That's what they say. I don't know. But how can we, if we don't know we're complaining, but before you can respond to that, I want to ask a question to all of us here first. We'll come back to you, Demon Slayer, on this one here. But if we're driving out here, we're driving on the highway or just on the regular road, and somebody cuts in front of us, I probably use the word idiot maybe when I'm driving, probably, or even when I'm not driving, I'm riding inside the car. I probably use that word if I'm in the car at least maybe 4 or 5 times a week. Anyone else out on the line have used the word idiot regularly in the course of a week? Anybody? Okay. So we're using this towards drivers that are they're driving erratically or some way or other. Is that complaining?
I don't know. I know
when
I use it, I'm not glorifying God. I'm
going to
be honest with you.
So the day you use the word idiot, you use something else. Okay. I'll be wanting to use something else, but the idiot is the first thing come out. So we're not glorifying God. So how can we see? So we're looking here that thinking that we can pray and then something happens and we go right back to our old ways. And that's that human part again. When we to justify, we say we're only human, right? So, I mean, it's like, and listen, I believe what we're all saying here tonight. So, Demon Slayer, you haven't been a truck driver on the road. Were there time, I mean, especially driving an 18-wheeler, was your, I mean, we don't want you to incriminate yourself, but was the word idiot common for you several times throughout the day, or was it something else?
No, it just gets, all the time is just get to the point, figure that it's going to be cutting into you. When you have a hand of peace, the thing it says, you just don't pay no mind, just keep on driving because you got a long way to go. You ain't got time to do it. It's going to be a lot of people putting their funding in this, but it's going to say, hit it every time, man. It's going to get to the point where that's going to settle into your spirit. After a long drive, and pretty soon it's going to tire you out. I mean, you're already tired, so you got to know how to keep an inner peace when you're driving like 700-800 miles.
Wow. So did it take you a long time to get to that point of realization that, you know, did it take you like, it probably would have taken me 15 years if I was driving out there like that. If I had been driving 16 years, it probably would take me 15 years to get to that point.
No, it takes you a short time to go one trip and get you to understand a little bit. So many people have cut their thing in front of you and been driving on the highways and byways. So, you know, you learn after one trip, hey, I'm killing myself, keep on saying, you need to beat him or him up or whatever.
Right.
You know what I mean, saying?
Right.
Yeah.
Who would like to
peace within yourself.
Right. Who would like to close us out tonight in about a minute and a half? Any volunteers? Okay, is that Ms. Jane?
Yes.
Okay, all right, we'll bring you back in about a minute and a half. So let me go to the last scenario here. So we're talking about how to turn our complaints into something else that will glorify God instead of us complaining. Mimi, what would you say? What can we use? Huh? Okay, Sparkles, what would you say? How to turn that complaint into something else that will glorify God?
It changes to God all the time.
All the time.
All the time. All the time. Okay, with gratitude and thankfulness in your heart.
Even though we're human. Even though we're human. Even though we're human. All right. That's a very interesting point, even though we're human. All right, so for me, I would say, you know, just wake up with a song in your heart that, Lord, help me. I mean, I know that I can't do it without his help. Lord, help me to make it through this day without complaining. And then I have one friend of mine who really taught me something years ago. She said, no matter what happens to you, just praise God for the situation, because he's in control of it. Praise God, you know, they come in first, praise God for the situation that I didn't have an accident with this person. Praise God for the situation that this truck, they splashed water on me, but that I wasn't in the path of the truck to get run over. So praise God for that situation. So they would always turn it around into something good, but I would retract back into my human ways of you don't think about those things. So let's hope maybe in something that we can do to get into a habit form or a habitual way of coming up with something as opposed to complaining, that we can give God the glory in manifestation of his glory and his will. Ms. Day, close us out, please.
Okay. I'll make sure to answer ourselves this question. Will you give God an opportunity to work on your behalf by trust the help or miss out on his provision by complaining? Because complaining does not glorify God. To complain is to express the discontent, the displeasure, or the unhappiness that you have. And you're telling God that his plan for you is not a good plan.
place to the enemy, as we said in the scripture. Complaining is doubt and unbelief, which hinders promises of God. I don't know about you, but I want to give the devil, I don't want to give the devil any weapon to use against me. I try not to give him any, and I don't want to complain. It's not easy. It's hard to do, but there are times when we are standing in faith, doing everything in our power to the promise of God, but yet it's still we end up complaining, giving ourselves to the enemy. So I saw this statement, complaining is to the devil what praise and worship is to God. So I end by saying, it's your choice. So which one do you prefer to do if you can do it? Work hard on it. Complain and yield to the devil, or worship and praise and yield to God. But we all have to do our part. We all have to keep the faith, and we all have to do some action towards a positive way to not complain and do what we need to do in a positive way. And that's how I end it.
Ms. J, thank you for that. And that part that you mentioned, would you keep that from time to time, especially on our Friday night show, and once in a while just insert that in? Because, right. That right there, that you can, that can be one of our openers, you know, even before, especially on the Friday night show, because, I mean, that serves me very well, because I think for me, I can't speak for anybody else, but I need to be reminded of things to not do, as opposed to just justifying my human excuse for doing something. You see what I'm saying? So
yep.
That was brilliant. That was a brilliant closing, a wonderful, brilliant closing. You know, and it makes you think, does your complaining glorify God or give place to the to the enemy? And what you just read is like, shoes. It makes me scared.
Right.
I've been working on it for a whole lot of years, and it's like it just, you would think it's better by now. So when you give us this reminder, it's just the way that you read that in such a timely way, and you only had like 3 minutes before the show ended before you volunteered to give the closing, and you came up with that. Praise God for that, because it just that little piece is really a summary of the whole show tonight and last night's show. So thank you for that. And listen, thank all of you all for being with us this evening. And remember that once we complain, we're not glorifying God. Instead, we're doing what, Ms. J?
We're complaining to the devil. We're praising and worshiping to God.
That's...
So, you know, we're praising the devil.
Okay. So I don't want to do that. So I want to do more praise. So thank you for that. We're out of time. Thank all of you all for joining us tonight. And you can be back here with us next Thursday for the Dr. Yes Walk Show, or next Friday for your one-hour inspiration program. And, of course, you choose to bypass that. We'll be back next Saturday for your International Divine Intervention Day program. Whether you join us next week or the following week, I want to thank my listening audience tonight. Good night. God bless. And thank you, God. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone. Good night. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Show a great closing. Good night, Dr. Walk, and good night, all your calls. Bless you all. Love you all, Sister Marjorie.